Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're talking about the incident that Hitler's watch fetched 18.1 million rand at an auction house. And we're trying to figure out how to deal with this type of artifact. Karen Milner, who is the chairperson at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So it's always so interesting to me because I'm drawn to history and I'm fascinated by old things. And I'm not sure if you were listening earlier. I spoke about an opportunity I had a number of years ago to buy a bench that said Net Blanca. And I couldn't decide if it was something worth buying to preserve and as a conversational piece, or if it was offensive. And I didn't buy it in the end because I didn't want to offend anybody, but I battled with that concept then. What's your thoughts on this?
So I think it is always difficult because obviously we want to preserve history, but we want to keep the memories of what happened alive, and particularly in a time of increasing Holocaust denial, these kind of artifacts are actually quite important in relation to countering some of the Holocaust denial that we hear. So I think it is important that these artifacts are kept safe. Having said that, though, I think there's a huge difference. There are people whose job it is to keep these artifacts safe, to keep the historical record, to think about how and whether they should be displayed and the kind of context that they should be displayed in, as opposed to an individual collector buying it as some kind of, and I'm not quite sure what the point of buying it was in this particular case, but kind of profiteering off the horror and the misery and the heartbreak. And I do think that these artifacts such as these should go into museums where they are carefully curated, where the context is provided, rather than being left to trade in this way.
Well, it's also different when you've got an artifact, let's say, that I was talking about, that very clearly displays the context of the time, versus a watch that actually doesn't add value. A watch is just, it's only of value because it belonged to Adolf Hitler himself. So it kind of is even one step maybe less acceptable, because I'm not even sure that it does add historical value to a normal collector.
Absolutely, Howard. I think you're 100% right there, because I think what gives it its value and its I'm not sure what the word is. Is the fact that it belonged to Hitler and the association with Hitler. You know, some watch of some obscure German from the 1930s is of no interest to anybody. What seems to give it its value is obviously that it belonged to Hitler, and the idea that Hitler's possessions have this kind of creepy, for want of a better word, creepy.
I think that is a right word.
Desirability is horrifying, actually, and is just, it's distasteful. And as you say, I think that there are various reasons that people record history, and I think even this might be an artifact worth keeping in a museum. But even the way you want to display it, you don't want to display this on a velvet cushion, you know, as some kind of object of beauty or value. You want to display this with the contempt that the man and the object deserve.
And perhaps, as you say, surrounded by context.
I don't think you can see this without context.
No.
And I think that's why people are so horrified at a whole lot of levels, at the fact that people are, at the amount that was paid, at the fact that it's going into a private person's possession, and at the fact that if you are going to use these objects and you are going to display them, you need to do it in a way that intentionally or unintentionally does not glorify them. And that's quite a hard thing to do in a personal capacity, if that gives you the benefit of the doubt and that wasn't your intention.
So here's another question then, is would it make a difference who the buyer is? In other words, I, as a white person buying that Net Blanca bench, it might have... maybe it's more acceptable if a black person bought that bench to preserve it, same as perhaps maybe a Jewish collector buying this watch versus a non-Jewish collector. Do you think that makes a difference?
I think the difference is small as to be. So I think that the intent is perhaps slightly different. I think that your intent could be misconstrued as a white person.
Absolutely.
As I said, as a white person buying the bench, there could be a misconstrual around the idea that, you know, without explaining, maybe people think that you think that this is something desirable. You know, so I think that's the one thing, is it's much easier to misconstrue your intention in doing this.
Mm.
Having said that, though, I still don't think, I think that the differences are small, because I think it is really about what do we do with these things, and why would you want them in your private collection? Your job as a private collector is not to be the recorder of history and that, I suppose, is a difference, even as I know Jewish people who buy things to destroy them. And even that, I think that...
Well, I think that's problematic as well, because
exactly.
I think we do need them. In fact, one of our listeners saying, I agree with your guest, there's no need to preserve there is a need to preserve these artifacts, but let those entrusted to do so, and not individuals, because this removes any kind of questions as to why you would even have them, whether it's for education or collections. So it does remove that aspect. Nathan as well saying, purchase it for a museum. And that does seem to be our listener's response. I'd love to hear from you, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Please share your thoughts with me, Karen Milner, the chairperson at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Thank you for that conversation.